in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you
Control Alt Delete Unmasks Corruption,
All Bound for Moo Moo Land,
Light Night.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. The news this week. Ian, what's the big news in the, what's the big news this week? And I suppose, well, the big news is the Liverpool Art Prize 2010 shortlist has been announced. Tell us about the shortlist. Who are these wonderful artists?
That's right. Yes, you remember last time we were about to announce it, but we couldn't actually say who they were.
Yep.
But now, so since then, you've probably already heard. and we've chosen five artists for the shortlist, and they are Gina Czarnecki, David Jakes, James Quinn, Paul Rooney and Emily Speed. Five wonderful artists. And we actually all met up today at Metal at Edgehill Station where the exhibition is going to be. All the artists were there today having a look around and fighting over who was going to have which bit of the space.
Excellent. And it's, yeah, I'm sure you said earlier they weren't fighting, and that they were. And they
I'm
were,
joking. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all really nice, and
yeah, they're all like really nice, and very laid back about who's going to do. I think they're just it's an unusual space, Metal at Edgehill Station, and sort of there's three or four or five areas that you can use, and so it takes a while for it to sink in. You know which bit you can use, and what you got to go back and think about it. So I think they're all going to go away and think about it, and come back with their ideas, and then they'll start fighting.
Excellent. Well, excellent. Not excellent that they'll start fighting, but excellent that they've been down and had a look at the space. It's clearly going to be a really good show, and I can't wait for it to open. Saying that, when does it open?
Yeah, open. The private view is on 3rd of June, so it's open to public on 4th of June, and through till 10th of July. Yes.
Excellent. Now, we mentioned at the top of the show, I like saying that, Light Night, which is the 14th of May. There's been various different little bits of information coming out about Light Night, but tell us what information you've got.
Not a lot more, but I want to mention it because the deadline, if you're going to actually take part in it, the deadline to have your information with Open Culture and then in the brochure is this Friday, the, what date is it?
19th of March.
Oh, no, sorry, it's next week, 25th. Is a deadline. Actually, 25th of March, midnight 25th of March is a deadline. And so, it's organised by Open Culture, culture.org.uk, and they're going to produce a big brochure with all the events that are happening and print off thousands of copies. So if you're going to do something, and I hope not, then get in that. There's various organisations already involved, like the Biennial and the major galleries, Walker and Tate and so on, and lots of other galleries and other places.
Excellent. Now, also in the news, the Impacts 08 report has been published. Now, I completely missed this because I've been away. So, give us a quick roundup about what's that.
Impacts 08. This is it's been a 5-year research program following the Capital of Culture, Liverpool Capital of Culture 2008. So they've started researching before it started and been looking at the effects, the legacy, etc. since then, and they published their report last Friday. I haven't read the whole, it's 68 pages, so I haven't understood the whole thing, but it was mainly very positive. It's been well reported in the national press about the lasting effects and the effect it had at the time about, you know, you probably heard all the stuff, boosting the economy and the number of visitors, so on, and the perception by local people, you know, the people who live here are actually more positive about the image of Liverpool since 2008.
So they should.
It was a great success, I think. There's probably some negative comments, but I haven't found them yet. it's a really good, well-presented report. I'd say it's nearly 70 pages long, and it's available online from the Impacts 08 website, which I haven't got to hand, but there's a link from the blog. I blogged about it last week.
Okay, and that is the news this week.
Yes, that's right. On the 1st and 2nd of May this year, Liverpool is the only place to be for anyone interested in free software, free culture, and free thinking. It's the second live OgCamp event, organised by the Linux Outlaws and the Ubuntu UK podcast. The 1st and 2nd of May 2010 at the Blackie, Liverpool. visit ogcamp.org for more details.
Roundup of the week. Rounding up a couple of weeks, but very quickly. Give us a quick roundup.
On Friday, we went to the old Arena Studios in Duke Street. It's not called Arena now, it's called something else. Casa da Brujas. I don't know what that means. Casa da Brujas, house of something. Maybe it's Arena House. And John Pountain has created this installation here called The Sitting Room. And it is like a couple of sitting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually wallpapered the walls and put mirrors up. And they're influenced by Vermeer's paintings, you know, with the chandelier and
yeah.
the mirror and all that, except there wasn't wallpaper, I don't think, in Vermeer's. So it's really interesting. You just go in and you can actually go into the sitting room, and he's taking photographs, and you can look at photographs of various people sitting there and so on. It's a really interesting installation, and he's going to be there actually working on another section of it over the couple of weeks that it's on. So that's at the old Arena place in Duke Street until the 26th of March. Enjoyed that. And what else? We went to View 2. There's a new exhibition there by Ian Irvin, who apparently used to work at Tate's, and he was in the early soup days. But now he's in Manchester and he does screen prints. That's quite nice. Went to the viewing of My War at FACT.
Oh, missed it completely.
Yeah. We didn't study it a lot because it's it was a private view. It's quite busy. There's a lot of video work. You've got to really just sit down and watch it carefully and listen, and it's serious stuff. It's about war. In the media lounge there, they've got set up various laptops and things, microphones where you can record your thoughts or experience of wars. And also in the same room, there's children's drawings of what they think war is like. They've been put on the walls, so anyone can go in and just do drawings or record messages about it. What else? I'll say there's various videos and things. There's a Phil Collins video. They shoot horses, which I'm not sure is if it's a new one or one I've seen before. It's very similar to the one I've seen before. People line up and start dancing to disco music. That's good to watch. And what else have we been to? A photographic exhibition at the Gallery Liverpool, the one in Hope Street. It's a large exhibition of photographs by various local artists, like Pete Carr, Stephanie DeLang, Jim Connolly, Francesco Molina, and lots of others.
You said Hope Street.
Did I say Hope Street?
Yep.
Stan Hope Street.
Stan Hope Street.
Stan Hope Street. Stan Hope.
Yeah. it's a very quick roundup because we're very short of time.
Yeah, there are obviously a few more, but it's just the ones I can remember at the moment.
Okay, that's the roundup of the week. This week, Ian, what delights do we have coming up for us?
Well, we're recording this on Monday, and I'm dashing off quite soon.
There's
a couple of things. Well, there's one viewing tonight at Novas Contemporary Urban Centre, and it's called Control-Alt-Shift. Oh, I said Control-Alt-Delete before. Control-Alt-Shift Unmasks Corruption. And this is an exhibition of political comic work to coincide with the release of a new comic book anthology. I think it's a Comic Plus or something, or Plus Comic. It's a group of comic artists produced a book. It's a national thing then, and actually this exhibition's actually touring all around the country. So they're just coming in today, apparently, this afternoon, and set up this exhibition, and then they're only here for a few days, or is it a couple of weeks? Not very long, anyway. So it should be really good. It's really good, you know, really professional, well, a mix of professional and amateur artwork for comics. And it's all about, the theme is corruption, so should be good. So that's, Novas CUC. And also open today was Dot Art's new exhibition in their gallery. No viewing for that, they just opened. And it's, it's Paul Shears, one of their artists, solo show. Paul Shears, called Translucence and Saturation, mainly abstract acrylic paintings.
Brilliant. Now, what else is coming up later on in the week where people will actually have the opportunity to maybe find out about it before the show starts?
Yeah, there's a couple of things on Thursday. Dot Art again, actually. They've launched a new thing called Dot Art Services, CIC, Community Interest Company. Art and Liverpool is a community interest company.
Definite Media is a community interest company also.
It is.
Yes.
And which the idea of that is it's a bit like a charity, but not quite. You can actually make money, but the assets are locked in. So the community, whatever that happens to be, benefits from it. And so it's just more about offering other services to artists. They might need advice on getting themselves known and or doing their framing and things like that. And that's actually based at the St Mary's complex in Bootle, which I haven't been to, but I believe there's lots of things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a framers there and so on. But that's 6 till 8 on Thursday. So anybody, any artist especially, visual artists, should go up and there between 6 and 8 on Thursday, St Mary's complex in Bootle, to find out what dot art service can offer you. It's free, but you should register.
Brilliant.
Also on Thursday, Arena Gallery, that's the new Arena Gallery in the elevator building up on the first floor. There's a viewing of a thing called Collusion, which is two artists, Rich White and Brychan Tudor. Is it pronounced Brychan or Brychan? Brian, Brychan. It's a Welsh name. What do they do? Oh, it's a newly commissioned joint work. Responds directly to the unique architectural features of Arena Gallery in the elevator building. So, we don't know what it's going to be. It's a mystery. Exciting. Yeah, sorry, 6 till 8 on Thursday.
Now, also coming up this week, on Friday the 19th of March, All Bound for Moo Moo Land by Nick Jones. Nick Jones, the avid Twitterer.
Yeah, he tweeted quite a lot.
Lima Patrol,
that's him, yeah, Nick Jones. And he's had artworks in the recent exhibitions at UCrack, which have been group shows, but now he's got a solo show there, all his a few of his works. It's a very small space, so it won't be all his works, but a few of them. All Bound for Moo Moo Land, yeah, which was the song by KLM, wasn't it? KLF. KLM.
Is that Airlock?
KLF, wasn't it? Bill Drummond's band. So yeah, it does reference those sort of popular themes and icons and kittens.
Yeah, his main themes are war, death, popular culture and kittens.
Yes, not necessarily in that order.
Okay. Yeah. So that starts this Friday, the 19th of March. And how long is that normally on for? About a month?
About a month or two, yes.
Brilliant. Now, also from this Friday... at the International Slavery Museum, it hosts Beyond the Boundary. What's this about then?
Yeah, cricket.
Oh, of
the
course. I should have. Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, Slavery Museum, cricket. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, it's photographs of cricketers mainly, people like Viv Richards and Paul Adams and Basil D'Oliveira. It explores the relationship between cricket, culture, class and politics, and how it could be seen as a legacy of British imperialism and colonialism, and paradoxically as a means of resistance against it. Because of course, there's sort of Viv Richards, like West Indian batsmen, and at one time, you know, black players couldn't tour South Africa. That happened to Basil D'Oliveira. He was a black player who played for England, but England couldn't go to South Africa because of the wrong colour. So that was that whole fuss about that way back during the times of apartheid. And so it explores all that, yes, the story of enslavement and oppression of people, and but they have this deep connection with cricket.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting sport.
Yeah.
I don't believe I just said that.
Well, I've been following the score from Bangladesh this morning.
England
doing quite well.
Yeah.
Slavery music. So I think normally these photographic exhibitions they have, they had quite a few. There was one recently. I think it's usually on the fourth floor down the far end.
Mm-hmm.
As you get out the lift, you go down the far end.
Now, also coming up later on the week, Saturday, 20th of March, at the World of Glass St Helens. Wonderful museum, if you want to go down there. I really recommend that.
Yeah.
There's an exhibition launch and free workshop. Booking required. Asterisk, booking required. of Mosaic Wonderland. What's all that about then?
Yeah, this is Debbie Ryan, who's a well-known mosaic artist. She did Mosaic Lamb Bananas, Mosaic mm-hmm. Go Penguins, and some really good mosaic other artworks as well. Exhibited quite a lot, and so now she's at the World of Glass in St Helens, which, as you say, is a very good place to go. And she's doing workshops as well, and this is the first time World of Glass have had their artists there doing workshops. they do glassblowing demonstrations, but although they often have exhibitions there, usually by glass artists, it's the first time they've got an artist to do some workshops. And it's the whole show is linking up with the Alice in Wonderland film. So she's it's called Mosaic Wonderland, and she's exhibiting all these things referencing Alice in Wonderland, obviously. And so kids and others can go along and learn how to do some mosaics at the workshops. But yeah, as it says, yeah, you do need to book. Yes.
Should be really good. She does just do some nice work.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you going to go along and mosaic?
We'll try to, yeah. We can't actually go this Saturday. We'll be there for a while. I'm not sure how many workshops there are, but yeah, there's one. There's one anyway.
Yeah, try and get down to that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, also coming up, something which opens on a Sunday, very strange, The Litany by Father Stephen Williams at Liverpool Cathedral. That's the Anglican Cathedral.
Yeah.
Quite straight. What's this about then?
Well, I don't know a lot actually. It's, as you say, it's at the cathedral. It's religious references. Obviously, the litany it's called, and they've been having a lot of exhibitions there. And there was a large exhibition of icons there recently, and this is the next exhibition coming up. As you say, it opens on the Sunday. Good time for a cathedral to open, and. It's an exploration, I'm just reading the blurb, the exploration through mixed media of a series of images based on part of the litany. See, I'm so ignorant about religion, I don't know what litany is. The intention is to evoke a response which will lead to an awakening of spiritual experience, a questioning of belief and preconceived ideas of meaning of the litany. Okay, so I'll go along and find out what a litany is.
Yeah, if you could do and come back and tell us. I'm sure I used to know. I mean, forgive my ignorance too, but it's the litany.
Yeah, but it's Father Stephen Williams, who is... he's the vicar, the vicar at St John's Church in Walton, but as well as being an artist.
Brilliant. Okay, well, on that confused note, that is coming up this week. Further ahead now, Ian. I know there are loads and loads and loads of things coming up. However, this week we're a bit pushed for time. So, and we missed last week's show, and we're a bit pushed for time this week. So it's, what kind of a service do we call this?
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? We'll have to get our act together. But we are just such busy people.
Money back. I mean, sorry, somebody said, can they get money back? And they say, yeah. No, you can't. You don't pay. So there are other things coming up, of course. And where would you recommend people to actually have a look to find out what's coming up further ahead?
Well, I think your first port of call could be artinliverpool.com.
I would jolly well agree with you there. Now, some of the other things which are coming up further ahead, which we will mention briefly in this show. Mad About Music, that's coming up on Thursday, 25th of March at the Gallery in Clayton Square.
The Arena Auction, that's Friday, the 26th of March at the Leaf Tea Shop and Bar.
Unfortunately, I can't make it. Closing night it's a closing night of the show The Sitting Room at the Casa de Bruja, which is the old arena gallery on Duke Street.
And there's a contemporary art fair at the Blue Coats in the courtyard on the 27th of March. So the craft fairs they have in the Blue Coat courtyard back after the winter break.
Brilliant.
In the March.
Jelly on a Plinth, Memorials Imagined for Liverpool. That's Saturday, the 27th of March, and that is by Lubaina Himid, who I vaguely know.
At Sudley House.
At Sudley House, that should be a really good show.
Yeah. I think that'll do for now.
That'll do for now, yeah.
I'll keep it going.
Yeah.
It's all on the website.
It is. So, for this week, Ian, thank you very much for the very short show and for also agreeing to do this at such short notice.
You're welcome. I'll get my breath back now.
And, yeah, sorry about the issues that we had with the microphone, but clearly I demonstrated to you it wasn't the microphone's fault, it was the computer's fault.
Right, yeah, your laptop.
Yeah.
So, get a new laptop.
Yes, I shall do. Yes, I shall be taking it out and putting it through the mincer. For this week's show, thank you very much. And thank you for listening. And good night.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet.